So 50 Cent is always depicted hanging upside down, which is the hangman card in the tarot deck, which is for sacrifice and patiently waiting. He got famous through Eminem's Patiently Waiting. This is what put him on the map. And that's what this card represents, as he represents this card. And he's on his final tour with Busta Rhymes. Undeniable evidence of the Knights Templars, the Priory of Sion, secret societies affiliated with 50 Cent. And his Get Rich or Die Trying, I mean, everything is setting up his whole career for this, because if he dies, he'll be even more successful. He has the song 21 Questions, like there's 21 Savage and 21 Pilots. We'll get into that, how it's all Masonic. And he's performing this final lap tour, 50 Cent, on the 50 years of hip hop. His artist, part of G-Unit. G-Unit is his rap group. Kind of reminds me of the G in Freemasonry, the G-Unit, the top G. His artist, Young Buck, will he go through a ritual? He's known as Tenakee. He's from Nashville. So this is pointing a lot to him going through a ritual sacrifice, because he was born in Nashville on the 36th parallel. All these rituals are happening on this Nashville, Tennessee 36th parallel. Now, there's a lot of symbolism with Young Buck in his album covers with the Illuminati eye, and even this one with the 17 behind him, and that's gematria for kill. In his discography, his albums, he's got the 32 mixtapes. 32 is a number the Illuminati uses. But you even have Lloyd Banks, part of G-Unit, and he was born the day the Satanic Temple was formed. April 30th, the Church of Satan. April 30th, Travis Scott as well, who went through the rituals, born April 30th. So you got the Satanic connection with Lloyd Banks, part of the G-Unit. You also have Tony Yayo, part of G-Unit. And here's Tony Yayo's album cover with the Illuminati eye. So the symbols are all over there. But Young Buck is the most fascinating one, because he's probably the most talented. Now, his symbol, he's doing the Illuminati eye for this album, but this is his symbol, Young Buck. You see the Y and the B. This is Knights Templar, Priory of Sion, Illuminati symbolism. They even have the owl hidden right here in the imagery. And the owl is very Templar-esque. It's the Owl of Minerva. You have Bohemian Grove. But this is the Priory of Sion, this logo. And it's the exact logo of Young Buck. You're hearing it first. Nobody's ever decoded this. You're hearing this first. The Knights Templar Priory of Sion connection to the music industry. It's this tie going through this 8 figurine right here. It's the same tie going through this 8 figurine of the B. Priory of Sion. He's not the only artist who used this. 21 Savage does the same symbolism with this knife going through the 8 figurine with the roses, because it's connected to the Tudor rose in the War of the Roses. In the Tudor rose, the House of Tudor, this is pretty much where the Illuminati and these elites are stemming from as well. We did a documentary that you can see only on the Patreon of the War of the Roses. In Savage Mode by 21 Savage, the length had the 322 in it, but it's the Priory of Sion. So 50 Cent, all he talks about is murder all day long. This album was released on 3-3, March 3rd, 33. Here's 8 Mile, which was released on November 8th, which is 8-11. As you can see, the Satanic Leviathan cross, it's 8-11. November 8th is also the 313 day of the year. And that's where Detroit is in the 313. So it is very well thought out. So 50 Cent, I believe, is being prepared for some sort of ritual. And I think that this ritual has been in place for a long time. 3 days before he was scheduled to film a video with Beyonce and Destiny's Child, he got gunned down. So there's that whole Rockefeller connection there. They clone Tyrone. Here's in the club, and they're cloning him and creating him. just like they did with Eminem, to bring debauchery into the minds of the masses, massacre, violence. It's all about promoting violence in anti-family units. And this is what you see. You see him hanging. It pops up. Bam. He's the hangman right there. So since the beginning, this story is the hangman ritual. And even the beef with the game, I thought he handled it very well. But I think that was all designed. Just like Kanye and 50 Cent beefed as well on September 11th. And then they both released their albums on September 11th. That was a fake beef. And they come out and talk about it. Now, this is going to get really, really occult. And this is my own opinion. But there's a rapper, Lil B. And he just released B Unit. And I've been studying Lil B for a while. And I think that he doesn't seem like he's powerful or in the industry at all. But I think that he's one of the head people in charge of the occult practices that take place with these rituals. It probably sounds wild, but hear me out. If you don't know who Lil B is, he's the bass god. But he just released this new album, B Unit, just like G Unit. And he's from Berkeley. And Berkeley is very close to the Bohemian Grove. So he's right there, 30 minutes away from Bohemian Grove. And it makes me think, like, he has albums called 32 Levels. Naming that means he knows about mysticism. And he's got all these famous people, Rihanna's husband, Aesop Rocky, Vince Staples, Lil Wayne gets featured on his song. And Lil Wayne and Lil B got a song called Grove Party. Is this Bohemian Grove? Grove Party? And it made no sense because Lil Wayne featured Lil B, who was like this independent artist who wasn't big at all. But how is he getting these songs with these mainstream artists? So I believe that there could be a huge connection to him actually being very powerful in the occult world. And the symbols are showing that there. And here's his albums, Before I Self-Destruct. Is he about to self-destruct? Like, is this all planned out? His final lap tour to self-destruction. This was released on the 9/11 date, November 9th, which is 9/11. Then you got his other album that was released before that on September 11th. And here's an example throughout history, most recently, where Ellen DeGeneres did The Hangman and then her career ended. So we were talking about 21 Savage. Then you got 21 Pilots and they got a song where they keep saying East is up. In the song Nico and the Niners. What does that mean? East is up. Well, if you look at the Masonic tracing board, the East is pointed upwards. And even Lil Jon in the East Side Boys on the checkerboard floors right here. And he is doing the tarot card, just like the Hangman tarot card. Appreciate it. I'll keep y'all updated. Thank you so much for supporting us here on this channel. I'll talk to y'all soon. Much love and God bless you.